WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I've got the beautiful sky here because it's fireworks, it's sunset, and the 4th of July, which probably means this guy is sunning himself somewhere off the shores of Delaware in Maryland, the Delmarva area, as they call it over in the Eastern Shore, where I'll be beginning the Crab Cake Tour in a couple of weeks. Leonard Raskin joins us now from Raskin Global, all things money, finance, and summertime, and a little bit of sports as well. Did you give up on hockey? I mean, like, when Trotz goes out, I didn't even watch game one. I forgot it was on. I mean, once Trotz is eliminated, no. I'm done, man.
I'm in for the finals. I have no rooting interest, but boy,
none.
none, but it would be nice. I got to say, it would be nice to see the Canadiens, who haven't won in 100 years. Yeah, there you go. Bring a cup back to Canada.
Yeah.
As we talked about a couple weeks ago, I think it's good for the sport that Montreal is in the final, and I think it would be good for the sport if they won the final. I think they're going to have a hard time beating Tampa Bay. They're a big, strong team. Tampa Bay, it looks like they could just be, what is it called? Championship Central. We had Boston there for a while with the Bruins and the Patriots and the Celtics and the Red Sox. And now we got the Lightning and the Buccaneers and the Rays. I mean, my goodness, they're just going to take another championship down to Florida.
I think when Pittsburgh beat us in 79, it was City of Champions. I think that's what we want to be.
Go.
And as long as the Orioles are here, we're going to have a hard time with that. When Leonard, for me, staying on hockey for 1 minute, because I mean,
yeah.
Trotz losing 1-0, game 7. Like, they took the ride as far as I needed to take hockey, and I felt good about that. But it's amazing how quickly my wife has moved from the puck to soccer. And there's soccer on every afternoon here now. The Euro's been unbelievable. So, like, the sports heartbeat in my head. I looked at my wife on Monday night as she's sitting here. I said, you want to go out and get this agave so we can make these margaritas that we were having here for dinner? It's 93 degrees. She's like, hold on, Switzerland and France are in overtime. I'm not leaving now. And I'm like,
yeah, I heard there was a big upset. There was a big upset.
Well,
right?
Anytime the French got eliminated, the Portuguese. I mean, so this is going to be an even more amazing week, you know, as it goes on. The Germans still involved.
I got to tell you, you know, for me, we talked about game 7, Stanley Cup semis. You got Tampa, you got the Islanders, you got 1-0 hockey game. Exciting, phenomenal, outstanding. You got soccer, 1-0. I can't stand it. Boring. I'm not interested.
So you need more. Do you need more action or more scoring?
More action, more something. It could be 5-0. I'm not a soccer fan. I'll watch part of a game. I'll catch something, you know, but it's just not my gig. I like hockey. I'm a hockey guy. Give me 1-0 there. Give me 7-6 there. I'm all in. Give me soccer.
The thing about hockey is it never stops moving.
And
it's really fascinating. And I've said this a million times because you were the only one that got the answer right on my Facebook page when I said,
of course.
You know, the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. I noticed this watching soccer over the weekend because soccer is hockey. It just moves a little slower, you know, and especially in the 80th minute when these guys.
Oh, my God. You touch a guy. He falls over with a coronary. Come on. You know, the only thing worse than the soccer flop is the NBA flop. Those guys took lessons from soccer on how to fall and make it look like you got hit by, you know, a shotgun. And in hockey, you see a guy go down. He got a stick in the face. He's gushing out his face. He goes back in the locker room. They stitch him up. He comes back to play 10 minutes later. He's a hockey player. Come on, these soccer guys, they got to carry him off on a stretcher because they got kicked in the calf. Ridiculous.
I agree that the hardest thing for any traditional American sports fan to get through when you put a soccer game on is the drama, the theater, the, you know, the stretcher coming in, like all of that nonsense. And it doesn't take long. If you put the Euro on today, I mean, the Germans don't do that. You know what I mean? Like there's certain teams that don't do that. The Italians and every South American team, it's an art form. Usually Asian teams don't do that, but there's no Asian teams in the Euro Cup. But it really is, it's cultural as far as what's expected of, you know, you, if you're an Italian soccer player, you're expected to jump up in the air, dive and flop around like Ric Flair, you know, literally.
Yeah. And now it's found its way into the NBA, another sport I don't watch.
Well, you know, the NBA is a whole different gig because it does move slower. I think baseball moves slower. Once you come off of hockey, unless you got auto racing or horse racing, things don't move as fast on your television. That's just the way it is.
That's it. That's it. I'm cool with some good IndyCar. I love some Formula One. You know, the thing about Formula One, I watch that. Boy, I don't get how you bring a car into the pits, you fill the tank of gas, you change four tires in like 2 seconds, and out they go. It blows my mind. It is
that's the team,
an amazing thing to watch.
I mean, the drivers drive, and that's incredible, but in the pits, I was telling Dennis a couple of weeks ago, he asked me if I'd ever been to a NASCAR event. And I said, yeah, I went to Dover back in the 90s. It was, and I said this, it was just too loud for me as a fan. And I'm a guy that goes to concerts. I'm going to see Kicks.
Well,
you
got to have the headphones in for NASCAR. You got to have the headphones on or the earplugs or you go crazy, it'll blow you up.
Yeah. And then when you put the headset on, you don't really know what's going on. Like you can put channels at the pit crew and stuff. I mean, I understand what it is. It's just, I don't enjoy it, right? It's sort of like golf. I went out golfing with you for Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. I'll do anything. I'll drink beer. I'll hang out on holes. But like for pleasure, not golf for me, but I am taking up fishing this summer. I had a long conversation with Rodericks last week about this fly fishing thing. I don't know. What's one thing in life you haven't done that you still want to do? You talk about this American dream thing and putting money together and buying stuff, but like an experience.
So you're the sports guy. Yeah, I haven't been a color commentator in a hockey booth yet.
That's what you want to do?
There's one. Yeah.
It's really hard.
Call a game.
It's a lot harder than you think.
I know. The work is huge. Those guys are awesome. I'm not saying play-by-play. Play-by-play in a hockey game is rigor. I mean,
do you know I did play-by-play once like for real on television?
For
soccer.
Oh, okay.
I've never done play-by-play in my life. I am not equipped to do it. I don't. Yep. I've seen it done. Kenny Albert was my, you know, first partner in life, and Kenny learned from his father, right?
Well, of course.
So Kenny was calling the games, and I was the Skipjacks beat reporter when Barry Trotz was the coach.
Yep.
So this is 1990-91. I began my career December of 91, and Kenny had been here like a year and a half. And Kenny said, Nestor, come down, do some color commentary. You know the team. And I went down and sat. It's how my career began, really. I mean, I went down and sat in that cage at the Royal Farms Arena, the soon-to-be remodeled Royal Farms Arena. And I saw Kenny's notes for the first time in my life.
Oh my God.
I saw his notes, and this is in 1991. This is a 21-year-old version of Kenny who had watched his father do it. And now, like through life, when the Ravens got here, I used to see Garceau's markups and Baldinger. I'm always in the booth now with Brian Billick and people I've known who've done this. I mean, Joe Buck, and seeing what they do, it's not just amazing from a preparatory standpoint. And I've done sports radio for 30 years, and I feel like I'm pretty prepped for live phone calls and whatever, but it's different when the motion starts. And I had an invite in the late 90s to do play-by-play. And I said, I can't do it. I'm going to embarrass myself. And they're like, we don't have anybody else to do it. So I flew to Milwaukee. This is on Home Team Sports. I flew to Milwaukee to do a Milwaukee Wave Baltimore Spirit game. And I did play-by-play. And it was, I missed half the goals. Literally, I hope the tape, I think I have a tape of it because it's so embarrassing that I wanted the master to have it. But like, it's really, really difficult to do. Like way more difficult. You think, oh, Nestor, he's on the radio. No, dude, that's playing a piano when you don't know how to play.
Big time. Yeah, it's big time. It's big. There's no doubt. These guys do research. you think about the tidbits they throw out during the game about facts from 20 years ago or even two games ago, and they're right on point. It's a hard job to be good. There's no question about it.
Well, and then Kenny does it in baseball, hockey, he does all the sports, right?
Right, right. You go from one to the other.
Tirico's and Nance's and those guys that do it at just a different level, but play-by-play and color.
Yeah, you look at Tirico. He was on the Olympic trials, and then he switches over and calls a hockey game 2 days later. You know, the guy, it's amazing.
He was doing the Derby and the Preakness, and I'm like, I know he doesn't know much about horse racing, but God bless him. I mean, if they sit me in that seat and I had to do curling, I guess I'd have to study up on curling, right? I mean,
yeah, you got to figure it out, but no, it's amazing stuff. It's amazing stuff. No, that would be very cool.
He is Raskin Global. They protect your money, take care of your money. If you have a little money, you come into some money, you don't know what to do with your money. If somebody's blowing your money, Leonard, it's summertime here, and I would say for anybody in business, it's been a weird life experience all the way around, but it's kind of tough in summer to sort of pin people down a little bit, right? I mean, especially this week.
Yeah. Well, this week, sure. July 4th, everybody's going away. Everybody's at the beach or taking a vacation, but this is your money doesn't stop working. You know, there's the market's still going, stock market's still moving. You still need to protect yourself. Tragedy. Recently, we have a client. We didn't talk about this. You and I have a client who was out at Lake Tahoe, young family, husband, wife, little baby. And he was a scuba diver, avid scuba diver, Army veteran, young guy, 30s, 40, you know, I don't think he was 40 yet, and had a tragic scuba diving accident. And had an issue. Nobody, they don't know what happened. He had an issue underwater. They pulled him up. I think he had a heart attack, maybe did CPR. He passed away, young guy, and, you know, with a young family, wife and son left behind. And, you know, life doesn't stop. You never know when something's going to come at you. And now, you know, how much life insurance was in place? Were the wills done? Is the family going to be okay? You know,
would be the first question a guy like you would ask, right? Like anytime there's a tragedy like a tragedy with a very definite awful ending, not what my wife and I went through, which was, you know, she's good, right? But like knowing when the car accident happens or the plane crash,
but even what happened, even your wife's situation, you know, here's the thing. When I meet somebody after that, you know, there's not much I can do about it. I have a couple I'm working with right now, and just started working with them. And one of the things they want to do is make sure their life insurance is right because they have a little baby and they want to make sure everything's in place. And there's health issues. You know, they're in their 30s, but they got health issues. And the wife wasn't able to get any life insurance. You know, it's just something she can't acquire. The insurance company won't give her insurance because of her medical history. So she has a little baby and a husband. If something happens to her, they're going to be SOL. You know, it's just something people think they don't need life insurance till they're older or till you have the kids. The idea is to get it when you can, when your health is good. I mean, I meet you and your wife, and if it's something that's important to you guys to leave a legacy, or if you had little kids, or if you had a charity you cared about or anything, you know, it'd be darn near impossible to get life insurance or disability insurance for your wife unless it was through her employment, some way they could offer it on a group basis. So the things that jump out at you, you never know when a cancer diagnosis is coming. I don't have to tell you. You weren't sitting there thinking to yourself, oh, she's going to get sick. And if she's the breadwinner and you have a family or whoever the breadwinner is, and you say, what the heck just happened? Well, right after what the heck just happened, it's too late to do anything about significant planning of this nature for the future. So you got to have this stuff in place. We've seen too many clients and relatives of clients and friends of clients who have had tragic health events and or, you know, literally passed away. And when that happens, here's where my mind goes to there wasn't enough life insurance for the family. Are you ready? These days, now this in the old days wasn't so prevalent, but these days, you know, that's the answer when they put up a GoFundMe page to cover expenses. Nobody's putting up a GoFundMe page for the young family that had $1 million of term life insurance that cost $300 a year for a 20-something. But they'd rather blow the money at Starbucks than protect their family. You know, so many people don't have in place those protections or a will, and then things get all messed up in the estate. These are just simple little things that you can do and should do. You know, you get married and you don't think about this stuff. You think about the honeymoon and travel and fun and buying that first house. So now you got a mortgage, a car payment, and a 3-month-old and no life insurance. And then you find a GoFundMe page. And it kills me every time I see a GoFundMe page that somebody, you know, didn't think to take care of this. And it doesn't have to be with me. You know, I help people do this all the time. You just have to do these things. Listen to a radio commercial, listen to a TV commercial, the 1-800-GOT-TERM or whatever it is, and go online, buy this stuff. It's dirt cheap. Protect your family. That's what it's about.
Letter asking, giving us sound good American advice on the 4th of July. We'll be talking about the America, listen to America songs, fireworks, beach, 100 degrees out, Orioles in last place. It must be summer in Baltimore. Crab Cake Tour's heading out in August. Leonard, later on in the month, I'll get you back here. I'm trying to put this thing together in Baltimore County in your homeland. I know you serve everywhere, but before I get going, I'm taking care of the Baltimore people, and then I'm going Eastern Shore and through the state. It's going to be fun summer here no matter what. And I know we're not far from Ravens, right? I had Luke on this week. He's like, hey, man, these are like the couple of weeks where football's quiet. Let's keep football quiet till the end of July. All right, right?
Yeah, let's do some beach. Heading to the beach for the 4th of July. Going to enjoy a little sand in the toes. That's always good. I love the sand in the toes. And one of the best things about going to the beach is when you're done at the beach, you come back, you hit the outside shower, and then you jump in the pool. So you get rid of the sand and the
salt. I'm coming out of Delaware this weekend. That sounds like more fun than whatever I'm doing.
There you go.
Hey, and I'm going to Heritage Fair. I want to give a shout out to our friends at Wise Markets. You know, I'm not wearing your shirt today. They actually gave me hats. And I said, since I got hair, I don't wear the hats, but I have a shirt too. Our friends at Wise Markets and our Wise Conversations sponsoring the Heritage Fair this weekend in my homeland of Dundalk, the great Crack the Sky. Dean Crawford's coming on this week. Hey, let it be our country music and rock and roll and Beatles. We got something for everybody. I don't know if they have the polka
music. Crack the Sky. There's a memory from Painter's Mill Music Fair.
Look at you. See, you are
back
old
in the
school
days. Oh yeah. Hey,
circle stage, craziest, baby, right? The rotating stage.
Craziest concert I ever been to in my life. I've been to a bunch. Plasmatics, Wendy O. Williams.
You saw Wendy O at the Painter's Mill?
Oh my Lord. Painter's Mill. She came out with two pieces of tape
right here
on her. Yeah. Right there. Right here. That's all she had on. Two pieces of tape. And there were people walking around there. There was a guy. I'll never forget this. I couldn't even tell you how old I was. I had to be 16.
So this is
15,
81
13.
Or 82 that this happened for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I say I was probably like 17, something, 16, 17. There was a woman walking around all black leather with a guy. The guy had a dog collar with a chain, and she was yanking him around down to the stage. And at the end of the concert, Wendy O brought out a saw, cut the guitar in half, threw the body of the guitar in the crowd, hit some guy in the head, knocked him out. Crowd went crazy.
I've got Painter's the date here. Mill, I got Wendy the date O. here. I just pulled it up. October the 3rd, 1981. And, you know, I forgot the name of this because some of my dear 16. Friends involved with the family, you know, that owned Painter's Mill. It was Painter's Mill Star Theater. Let's not forget the star.
Amen.
And by the
Amen.
Way, the tour was called, ready? The Metal yep. Priestess Tour. It was the Metal
oh my
Priestess
goodness.
Tour with Wendy O and the Plasma. You know, I don't have a story that good. My Painter's Mill story is that
Crack
I.
Crack the Sky. Crack the
no,
Sky.
No. I didn't see Crack the Sky there. I saw at Painter's Mill Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Oh, my heavens.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off
there
of you.
Go.
Absolutely. So that was my Painter's Mill story. I still have my ticket stub from that, by the way. Leonard Raskin, you can find him at RaskinGlobal.com. He advises on money, finance. He's a good man giving you good advice. It's 4th of July. you can bug him this weekend, but only if it's an emergency because he's at the pool. But you're starting these Wednesday night seminars in the fall too, right? So there's a whole educational thing aside from the website that people can do with you, right?
Absolutely. Wednesday nights in the fall, it's going to be a happy hour occasion. I haven't decided whether it's going to be 5, 6, or 7. It's going to be cocktails with, and we're going to go over basics, which is what we just talked about. What is life insurance? What is term insurance? What is permanent insurance? How much insurance should you have? What's a stock? What's a bond? What's a Bitcoin?
What's a mutual fund?
What's a mutual fund?
There you go.
Right, right. How do you know what to do with your money? Just basics 101 education for anybody that wants to come live or log in. We're going to do both live and Zoom for those that want to Zoom it, those that want to see it, those that want to press the flesh in person will be in person. We'll be broadcasting it out. And the idea is just to let people know what the basics that they should know. What are the things you should know about your finances? You should know your credit score. You should have a budget. You should know what your company benefits are. Let's tear them apart. What are the things you need to think about in your benefits package that you're not doing? Just simple financial, nothing complex, no heavy, deep, big subjects, except everything that what I've learned over 35 years is when I meet somebody, you know, there are no sophisticated investors. There are people that make a lot of money, don't know what a mutual fund is. There are people that make a little bit of money, don't know what a stock is, don't have a budget, couldn't tell you their credit score, don't know how much mortgage they qualify for or how much they should qualify for. It's going to be all these kinds of things, just basics, 101. You don't need to have a minimum, you know, net worth. You don't have to have $500,000 to come and ask a question. You'll be safe to ask anything you want to know about your money at any session. Every session is going to be some education, and then it's going to be an open Q&A on any subject that you want to ask about, so that if you have a burning question and you need to know and you don't know who to ask, we're going to be the Google to finance. So you'll be able to ask us and get the answer to some just basics. What is money? What should you know that you don't?
Leonard Raskin, where else can we get like hockey, money, and Wendy O and the Plasmatics? I'm looking at the set list here, dude. Like, I can't believe you even brought this up because I totally remember the show.
It was righteous. It was righteous.
You ready for the set list? Because, I mean, just the titles alone are going to be great. Ready?
I got it.
You open with Tight Black Pants, Hitman, Monkey Suit, Squirm, Won't You, Test Tube Babies, I don't even know there was such a thing in 81, Fast Food Service, Sex Junkie, Lunacy, Living Dead, Summer Night, Nothing, Want You Baby. Here's a great one, Doom Song, the Doom Song. Sometimes.
Hey, if you listen to any of those, you know, you pull up any of those, I'm sure you'll find something on YouTube for that. But wow, the tone of those tunes was raucous.
Yeah, man. Sometimes Headbanger, Pig is a Pig, and of course the encore song Master Plan. So there you have it. I now that I found out that you went to this, I'm thinking like you got some Iggy Pop in your background. You may have seen Pretenders.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking you may have seen The Clash at some point.
Beautiful, beautiful concerts. I stood outside at Heck Company to buy tickets for lots of concerts. In my day. And then one time, I guess it was, I'm trying to think, maybe it was 82, you'll know, because you know this for sure, had to drive to the Capitol Center because it was the only place you could get the tickets for the Rolling Stones Farewell Tour.
Yeah, it was a Tattoo U tour. I remember that. Absolutely.
Farewell Tour. Yeah. Had to go to the Cap Center to get the tickets. Stayed out all night, camped out with the friends, played Frisbee on the Cap Center parking lot.
People say to me, would you camp out for concert tickets? And I'm like, we had the best time. It would be like saying, why do you go to a football game at 9 a.m. when it doesn't start till 1? Because we're going to tailgate. We're going to hang out. We're going to have a good time. Right.
That's right. That's right. So we hung out all night and then saw the Stones. And now, what is it?
40 years later,
they're still touring. The Farewell Tour. I have the program. Well, the program from the Who's farewell tour back then.
You know what? I would Myers. Think that whoever Myers. Mick Jagger's Leonard Raskin is has advised Mick, it's probably better to go tour. You make a lot more money. You know what I mean? Like I'm seeing Springsteen in New York this week, and I've done the math on what 1,700 tickets at the prices he's charging. And I'm thinking to myself, he's making $1.2 million a night. He doesn't need to get on a tour bus, and he doesn't need to pay anybody else. So
not a bad gig.
It's good work if you can get it, right?
Amen. Boy, that, and if you can hit the curve, you got it made.
And if you could be his financial advisor, even better.
Hey, you know, you get a piece of it. You get a piece of it.
Leonard Raskin is here. He will certainly offer you some peace of mind if you get in touch with him over Raskin Global and RaskinGlobal.com. He'll be back here next week. He's always at WNST and always out at BaltimorePositive.com. Enjoy the beach. Wear some sunscreen, all right? Be safe down there, all right? Avoid the sharks.
Absolutely. Yeah, there you go.
Speaking of sharks, my wife was a part of the Fox 45 crew this morning with Jesse Benson and the Flo-Yo folks out on the Inner Harbor. Yeah, if you've seen my wife on her paddleboard, she was out there. And, you know, she said, I did not fall in the water again. So she's out in the water. So I would say to everybody, get outside, take advantage of summer, enjoy the city, enjoy the beach, enjoy a good crab cake, celebrate some local business, take care of each other out there for the 4th of July weekend. And we'll find you here again next week. I am Nestor. We are WNST.net AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking your finances and Baltimore Positive.